speaking on this program is Brother Kevin Key.
Will a person's honor, praise, and tribute for good deeds that they have done in this life affect their reward in heaven? In other words, an individual who maybe has done something for their fellow man and they have been recognized for that, or maybe they have been outstanding in their field at work or at school and they are honored for this, is the way that I would read that question. Will them receiving their honor, praise, or tribute for those deeds, being recognized for this, will this in any way affect them as they would stand before God in judgment? As we think about good deeds, the Christian life must be centered in and around doing good. To whom must we do good? We must do good to everyone that we come in contact with. Amen? According to what we read in the book of Galatians chapter 6 and verse 10, as you therefore have opportunity, let us do good unto all men, but especially those who are the household of faith. So every individual that we come in contact with or know in life, we would do well to extend ourselves out to them and in a friendly, loving manner, but also that if they have a need, we would do all that is within our power as well as within our ability to do to help them. But note what he says, but especially those who are the household of faith. As we think about doing deeds, also I want to draw our attention to what the Lord said in His Sermon on the Mount in the book of Matthew chapter 5, verses 14 through verse 16. As we are doing our deeds, as we are working in the kingdom, doing these good works, we must always seek to glorify our God. Therefore, everything that we would do for our fellow man, or even for our fellow brother or sister in Christ, I am very big in saying we ought to give God the credit for that. Somebody says thank you for what they have received from us, we ought to be individuals who say, well, it's only by the power of God that I've been able to do this. It's only because God has worked in my life or blessed me to this end that I'm able to extend myself to this end, or we are. And let's praise and glorify God as a result of that. In like figure, man must never do things in order to be seen by our fellow man. There are so many people in this life who look for attention. We have individuals who are filled with pride and they believe that their world revolves around them. And what we find in reference to the way that God looks at pride, God clearly condemns pride, those who are filled with pride. And therefore, we need to be humble and contrite. And what we find as to the way in which God looks at those who are humble, God will reward those who are humble. As we look in regard to the rewards of God, we see that He promises to reward secret deeds openly. The things that we would do privately for individuals, we can trust that God sees our deeds and God will reward us openly. Well, when will that open reward come? It might be in life. He may bless our lives in a way that we don't understand or that we don't see coming, and we may receive a blessing through life, and it may be connected at least in part to the secret deed that we have done. More specific, though, in regard to the way in which we know that God is going to reward us, He will reward us openly whenever we stand before Him in judgment. He has a crown of righteousness for His faithful children. And if we work the deeds that God expects us to do while we are here, then we will be recipients of His reward. Now, what does all this have to do with the question in regard to will a person's honor, praise, or tribute affect their eternal reward? I think it depends upon the way in which the person looks at it. They themselves, are they doing things to receive praise of men? Are they doing things to be rewarded by man? There's nothing wrong with receiving recognition in this life from what I find in Scripture. We find in the Scripture in John chapter 5, verse 41, verse 44, and John chapter 12 and verse 43, condemnation for receiving praise. But again, the context there is where these individuals are looking for praise from man. Yet at the same time, we find that the Bible condones receiving honor. Take into consideration the elders. The Scripture says that we are to honor those who serve amongst us. Those men are worthy of double honor. If you also consider Romans chapter 12 and verse 10, that's applicable to the members. And what does he say there? In honor, giving preference to one another. We are to honor each other. And if our brothers and sisters do things that certainly glorify God, and if they even do things that would help us out along the lines, we ought to pat them on the back and to show signs of appreciation. I believe that that certainly would be Christ-like. Again, we've got to be very careful that we're not doing things to be seen or to be praised by men, but if we are recognized for good deeds in life, I do not see anything wrong with it as long as we are humble in regard to the way in which we're dealing with the situation.